We've all subscribed to the human experience that we have here on this earth. And with that come obviously some really awesome things, but also some things that are very, very challenging. The efficiency of an entrepreneur, the sophistication of their mindset and their ability to get down the road faster, to scale higher heights, is going to be directly proportional to the amount of time that it takes them to get out of a downward spiral. If you can win the day by noon and make that a habit, it's pretty amazing what will happen, because it's really like a launching pad into the rest of your day, because you already feel like, you know what? I already got the main thing I needed done. Everything after this is just gravy.
What if you could build a business in the modern world as big or as small as you want without having to compromise the things that were the most important to you in the very beginning? This is the Wealthy Consultant Talks podcast with Taylor Welch and Mike Walker, as they share with you today their learning lessons from stories and their experiences over the past 10 to 15 years, and share with you right here, right now. Let's get into it.
What is going on, my friends? Mike Walker here. Welcome to another episode of the Wealthy Consultant Podcast. Thanks for joining me today. I want to share with you a concept that has served me well personally over the last 20 plus years of my entrepreneurial journey. And I believe that it will serve you well and get you farther down the road, navigating the inevitable ups and downs that come in the field of leadership, entrepreneurship, building businesses, leading teams, all the things. I know that this paradigm and this kind of concept is going to help you navigate those peaks and valleys that we all experience here in this subscription plan that we call life, right? We've all subscribed to the human experience that we have here on this earth. And with that come obviously some really awesome things, but also some things that are very, very challenging. But those things that are very, very challenging, as I know you know, but I'm going to say it anyway, are the things that make us stronger. And what doesn't kill you makes you stronger. And therefore, we need to figure out, how do we lift this weight? How do we move these challenges along? And how do we navigate these problems more effectively, with better grace, and hopefully with a mindset that helps us get through them a little bit faster, a little bit easier? I want to share with you a couple takeaways. Number one is the concept that the efficiency of an entrepreneur, the sophistication of their mindset and their ability to get down the road faster, to scale higher heights, is going to be directly proportional to the amount of time that it takes them to get out of a downward spiral. It's a lot of words. Let me just recap this in a different way. The efficiency of your ability to go from "this isn't a good day" to "I'm recorrecting and I'm going to make this a good day," or week, or month, or year, the speed at which it takes you to cycle out of a negative experience is going to directly correlate to your ability to go down that road of your self-defined version of success: better, faster, easier, and greater results. And what I mean by this is that we all, again, experience ups and downs, obviously, right? But so what makes it different? What makes it different for one person than it does another? Well, one of the biggest variables is what's going on between our ears, right? How do we process this information? How do we frame this unlikely or this negative experience that we are being confronted with? How do we process it and then move through it? Because the reality is that we all experience the negatives, but how do we leverage that and how do we get by it? And it's ultimately what I have found, both in my own life and also in serving, you know, however many hundreds of entrepreneurs over the years, is that it is the ability to navigate and cycle out of those as quickly as possible. It's really, really critical piece. And it's not just self-talk like, oh, it's going to be okay, and, you know, all these platitudes that just kind of keep you going. It's the ability to simply understand, okay, this isn't what I wanted, or this isn't what I expected. Now, what am I going to do about it? What can I actually control? And that statement right there is one thing that I want to make sure is anchored into your mind. What can I focus on next that is directly under my control? Because here's what I find happening. People get bombarded with all kinds of negative experiences, and there's all these things being thrown at them. And so what happens? They start just processing all of it. Well, 2/3 or more of all of these variables are things that are literally outside of your control anyway. So what we need to do is move those to the side and go, okay, yeah, this isn't great. I don't like this, but I also can't really do too much about those things. So I need to segment those out and focus on what can I control. what can I directly do today, right in this moment, that I actually have control over? And then call it out for what it is. Just name it. I could do this one thing. I could call this one person, or I could make this one email go out, or I could lift this thing and move it over here, whatever it is, right? There is something that you can control and a whole lot more things that you can't. So just simply make that segmentation, step number one. Step number two is understand that there are seasons and cycles. Seasons and cycles. What's the difference? Cycles, by my personal definition, are longer. They are more cyclical, longer arcing curves. So this would be like the 10-year macro cycle that we typically see in the financial markets. Now, does it always work to be 10 years from top to bottom? No. But you'll typically see, if you go backwards and look, you'll find that there are 10-year cycles, 100-year cycles, right? And there are ebbs and flows. It's just the natural pattern of life. Well, these are cycles. So it's important to understand where are we in a cycle so that you can position accordingly. But then there are seasons. Seasons are typically shorter. These can last a matter of days to a matter of weeks, matter of months, hopefully not more than that. You don't want a season necessarily to stretch out for an entire year or more unless you really like that season. So let's just talk about those seasons, because if you can identify for what it is, like, okay, is this the end all be all truth of my experience, my human experience here? Is this the end all be all truth of my business? Or is this just a season we are navigating? This is especially critical if you are dealing with any kind of lackluster results in the area of sales or marketing or anything that has measurable KPIs. It can be very easy to get myopic with those data points and go, oh my God, sales is falling off a cliff. We're going to be blown up and dead tomorrow. Okay, well, hang on, zoom out. How's your actual trajectory over the last 30 days, 60 days, 90 days, 120 days, right? Like, zoom out a little bit to see if you can actually see true correlation between the experience and the emotions that you have in the day, in the moment, and actually what's trending over a longer period of time, right? This is kind of a no-brainer, especially if you deal with any kind of like trading in the markets. If I zoom in and look at the 1 minute chart, for example, well, those bars on the chart are going up and down like a heart attack, right? It's like, oh my God, it's so volatile. But if I zoom out and look at it for the day or on the weekly charts, you can't even see it move at all. Well, why is that? Because I'm zoomed out enough to see the true trend line and not just what's happening in the moment. So when in doubt, zoom out, all right? Zoom out, make sure you truly understand, is this a season or a cycle? If it's a cycle, then you really want to understand what's going on, because you've had a long time to kind of correlate and establish that data. But again, let's make sure that if things are feeling really confrontational, if they're feeling really hectic in the moment, let's just make sure that this is a feeling in the moment and not necessarily a true representation of where you're headed, all right? The last thing I want to leave you with is energy and scope. Energy and scope. What I typically find when things get really hectic is people tend to get pretty stressed out and try to, again, process too much information in too short a period of time. It's kind of like when you have a battery on your phone or on your laptop and you're at that last 10%, the processing power is decreasing exceptionally, right? It's really starting to boil down. And so my recommendation for you is, if you feel like today, oh, Mike, I've hit the wall. I am stressed out. I feel overwhelmed. I haven't been sleeping well. Well, the quality of decisions that are going to be made in that state, in that the processing power that you currently have, is probably not going to be peak, right? It's not going to be that great. So we need to, again, understand the scope of reality here. Like, hey, look, I'm pretty maxed out right now. The quality of whatever decisions I make right now are probably going to be more reactionary than anything. This is a situation where it's better to slow down to speed up. And again, go back to what I've said earlier. What can I control right now? And of those few things, what's the one thing that I could do today that would really win the day? And that's another key phrase I want you to remember, is win the day. What can you get done before noon today that makes the rest of the day just great? You know, you've already made that number one highest priority action item, and it's already done off your plate. If you can win the day by noon and make that a habit, it's pretty amazing what will happen, because it's really like a launching pad into the rest of your day, because you already feel like, you know what, I already got the main thing I needed done. Everything after this is just gravy, right? There's a lot of psychological benefit in getting that thing done earlier. you could, if you want to take it one step further, what can you get done before the sun comes up? Now, if you don't do that, if you don't get up before the sun, then that doesn't count. Sleep some more. It's okay. It doesn't matter. But if you are the type that gets up before the sun, then that's another little challenge you can set for yourself. What one thing, just one, can I get done before the sun comes up? What one thing can I get done by noon that's going to win the day? It means that when I go to bed at night, I can feel good that, yeah, I didn't get everything I wanted done, but I did get that one thing, that one thing. And that's really kind of the last piece I'll leave you with is, especially when your processing power, your battery, your mental battery is at the low point, revert back to the one thing. Hey, look, I'm maxed out right now. What's one thing I can do right now that will make this better? And you know what's a really good one? Especially if you're deeper into your day and you're feeling pretty maxed out, one of the best things you can do, step away from your notifications, step away from the screens, step away from distraction, just get a piece of paper and a pen. Yep, paper and pen, old school style. And just download the thoughts that are in your mind onto paper. Just scribble out in no particular order, no particular order of priority, nothing. Just get it out of your mind. That's clearing the slate. It's getting all those things, those ping pong balls that are bouncing around in your mind, right? It's getting those things out so that you can then use up whatever left that extra processing power that you actually have. It makes sure that it's being used as efficiently as possible, because a lot of things are bouncing around in there that don't need to be, like we talked about earlier. So let's make sure that we clear those out so that whatever's left, you go, okay, cool. I've cleared the slate as much as I possibly can. Now, these are the few things that are still really on my mind right now. Cool. Again, what's that one thing that you can get done today? And one of those one things often can be planning the next day. If it's already 3, 4 in the afternoon, 5 in the evening, 6, whatever, it's late and you're stressed out and you just feel like, I didn't get anything done. I don't like where I'm at right now. I'm frustrated. I'm feeling overwhelmed. My battery is this low, right? What can you do? Map out the next day. Win tomorrow. Win tomorrow by mapping it out today. Go to bed at night already knowing, before your feet hit the floor that morning, you already know what your afternoon's going to look like. Map it out. And just the control, having that level of control for yourself, for your mind's sake, is going to allow you to sleep better. You'll get a lot better sleep. Subconsciously, you're going to be priming your mind with the thoughts and things that are already going to be set in place for tomorrow. And when you wake up, you don't have that sense of anxiety because you already know, oh yeah, okay, 7 a.m., this is what I want to get done. And before noon, I got to get this one thing done. And it really sets the tone for the entire piece of the day. So if you're feeling overwhelmed, focus on winning the day tomorrow. And that's one of the best things you can do when you feel like your mental processing power is kind of at a low point. This is a really good way to keep you in the game longer. You know, as an entrepreneur, as a business owner, as a founder, a CEO, a leader of any type, one of your best qualities is the ability to just keep going. You can't win if you're not in the game. You can't win if you're not in the game. So staying power, just showing up, right, is one of the most beneficial, potent things you can do to your success, because if you keep showing up, you can't fail, right? You only fail if you actually quit. So keep your staying power, keep your long-term game plan in mind. Sometimes that means slowing down, right? Slowing down to speed up. Sometimes it means realizing that, hey, my processing power right now is pretty maxed out. So I'm just going to focus on the one thing. And if your day is already kind of gone, focus on winning tomorrow. And these few things will really keep you in the game longer, and it will allow you to become a beacon of motivation, of hope, and of confidence in those around you as well. Because everybody's dealing with their own ups and downs, right? But when they see you as like kind of the lighthouse, like, how do you keep going? How is it that you just keep showing up? It seems like you're just so confident, you're so motivated. Well, yeah, but we all have that imposter syndrome. We all have our personal doubts, to be sure. So what do we do about it? We make sure that our mental processing is in a place that gets us through the day. And sometimes just winning the day means accomplishing the one thing. I hope this helps, my friends. I know it will help you weather the ups and downs that come with life, business, and everything in between. So let me know, drop a comment, like, share, do all the things. If you believe that this will help somebody, please get it to them, because I know personally that just these few tips have really gotten me through plenty of storms over the last couple decades, and I believe that they will for you as well. All right, love you guys. Thanks so much. We'll see you on another episode soon. Take care.